No, ma'am, this is James Peacock.
James, okay. All right, I've got two different names here, so let me just make sure we're in good shape. James. Okay, you're Explosive Ordnance Disposal Tech.
Yes, ma'am.
Sergeant, I am recording this for playback in the afternoon, so we're just going to kind of jump in here with some questions, and I'll make sure we do a proper introduction when we air the segment a little bit later on today.
All right.
All right. Tell me, Sergeant, first of all, a little bit about what you do. Sounds pretty dangerous if you're working with explosives.
Yes, ma'am. We support whatever unit needs support out here and clearing the battle space of IEDs, improvised explosive devices, or any explosive hazard. And we also take care of enemy caches where the enemy stash all their weapons or components used in improvised explosive devices so that infantry units, spy units can move around freely on the battlefield.
Tell me how you got this particular job. Is this something that you wanted to do when you entered the Marine Corps?
Not when I entered. I was actually a helicopter mechanic before I did this. But I was in 2 years, and I was non-deployable. I was in a non-deployable unit, and I joined the Marine Corps to deploy. And so I went and talked to one of the people in charge of placing people in different specialties in the Marine Corps. And this was one of the available options to me. And I was like, well, yes, sir, I'll do that if you deploy a lot. And he put me here.
You know, we have a couple of soldiers from this area, a couple of Marines actually from this area, who've been critically wounded by explosives. Is this something that that concerns you at all? I mean, or I know it probably concerns you, but I mean, how much do you worry about that day to day on the job?
Well, whenever we go out with these guys, we're not really in charge of finding them. The guys in front are the ones finding them, and I think they have the most dangerous job. Once they find them, a lot of weight's lifted off my shoulders because you can mitigate a lot of possibilities of how the improvised explosive device goes off. But it's still, yeah, it weighs on my mind. It's still kind of scary going down there, but we've been well trained. The Marine Corps spent a lot of money on us, teaching us how to do our job, and also giving us lots of assets like robotic platforms so we don't have to manually approach these IEDs. We can do it from a distance. So that helps out a lot.
I'm guessing most of us who are civilians have no clue what you guys and women, too, are facing as far as things like IEDs. I mean, it seems like the folks who are planting these things really know how to hide them. I mean, it's a really dangerous thing that you're involved in.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's decreased a lot over the past couple of years. When we first came out here, it kind of took off. There was a lot of them being in place. It was new trends in TTPs here in Afghanistan, you know, then Iraq. So it was kind of like a whole new ball game. But now that the guys have picked up on them, we're working side-by-side with locals from around the area and building good working relationships with them. They're actually, a lot of the locals are telling us where the IEDs are at and going and getting them themselves, and they're actually preventing Taliban and enemy forces from emplacing them in a lot of times. And so it's decreased a lot. The threat is, I mean, it's still there, but it's definitely gone down tremendously in the past couple of years. A lot better.
So, Sergeant, I'm going to switch gears just a little bit, maybe be a little bit fluffy here, but what do you miss most about home?
My wife and child. Actually, I have another child on the way to a daughter. I got one daughter who's about to turn 3 in 9 days, and then my other one's due November 8th. But I just miss hanging out with them. That's what I miss most.
Are you going to be able to be home in time for your second one to be born?
Yes, ma'am, I should be home in plenty of time. She's due November 8th and getting out of here before long, so I'm pretty excited about that.
That's great. Yeah, you need to be home. So two girls, that's like at our house. My poor husband, he's just surrounded by all sorts of girly stuff.
Yes, ma'am. My mom said it's payback because she was surrounded by nothing but boys. So
she's probably buying
even
all the
dog
dolls.
Boys. Yeah.
Well, wonderful. Well, and now your hometown is Warner Robins, is that right?
Yes, ma'am. I was born in Warner Robins. I lived there until I was 8, and then I moved to Byron, but I went to Northside High School in Warner Robins, so I still hung out there a lot, right next door.
What's your favorite thing about your hometown?
Ooh, football. It's a big football town. Got a, you may have heard of Northside and Warner Robins High School. Kind of a big deal, big rivalry. But pretty much town shuts down the night of that game. And barbecues, too. My dad's a pretty good cook on the grill. He's well known for his steaks and ribs, so I miss the food there, too.
Well, we look forward to you getting back here. We appreciate your duty overseas, and thank you so much for the dangerous job you do to make sure that we're safe here at home. Sergeant James Peacock, appreciate so much you spending a little bit of time with us today, and have a safe time while you're there and come back home as soon as you can.
Yes, ma'am, and thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
All right, take care.
Yes, ma'am, you too.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.